Our first speaker in this Bible lecture program is Danny Butler, now of Millport, Alabama, the Kingsville congregation there. This is Danny Butler.
Great to be a part of this work. One reason is that what the subject is very near and dear to my heart. I've assigned the topic, Good Discipline in the Home. The material that could be applied to this subject far exceeds the time allotted. So what I'm going to do in this brief time that we have is present what I feel is very important in addressing the subject of discipline in the home. I'm going to do it from two different perspectives. From experience, I've raised two children, a boy and a girl, and so I know what it means to have not me living in the home. You know, if you got two children, you got a not me. And it took me a while to figure out who not me was. But anyway, that being the case, in addition to that, there are six grandchildren. And they opened. As they grew up, most of them are grown. The only small child we have now is about 6 or 7 years old. And they've asked questions of Papa. In fact, one time, my grandson, the oldest one, asked a question of his mother. She couldn't answer it, and he went and asked his father. He didn't answer it. He went back to his mother and said, call Papa, he knows everything. That will humble you, especially when children look up to you that way. Studies in marriage and family therapy is the second one. And from council sessions that have been held through the years where discipline was again the issue. And we talked about those things in those sessions. It's abbreviated form. I want to begin by talking about discipline. What is discipline anyway? Let's begin with that. Definition of discipline by Webster. Training, now notice what it says. Training that corrects, molds, perfects the mental faculties or moral character. That's the way Webster defines it. Well, you know, that's not new. God said the same thing. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. Proverbs 22:6. It's been in the Bible all along. Then in Ephesians and the New Testament, Ephesians 6:4, bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Now, under these definitions given, let's notice there are no administration instructions. Training. God told me what to do, but he didn't tell me how. We have to learn. There are some instructions that we're going to get into. But right on the surface of it, train up a child the way he should go. Well, what exactly is involved? It's involved in the definition of the word train. We'll talk about that later. Man has to come up with various methods of executing discipline, and they refuse to accept corporal punishment. Many parents have bought into this philosophy, and the world is reaping the whirlwind. Notice God's definition. While God leaves discipline methods to the parent, he does not exclude corporal punishment. In fact, as we study tonight, many of the passages we're going to look at encourages corporal punishment. Next, let's look at what the Bible says, or what we can find, at least 4 points, from the Bible on discipline. From God's Word, it requires training, it requires teaching, which is also involved in training, it requires leadership. You know that over 60% of children today live in single-parent homes, wherein the mother and or the grandparent, one or the other, are raising the children. They need leadership. In many cases, that leadership figurehead, or if you want to call it that, that God so decrees, is not living. We're looking to one parent. So we'll conclude with these four points in our discussion tonight. Parents must be parents. Let's begin with the heart and core of the problem. Parents, parental presence. Parents are to be parents. Notice that in some households, the discipline is left to the care, or child care is started by letting one or the other take the responsibility. Now, that's called proxy parenting. Mother, you take care of it. I'm going fishing. You take care of it. Wait till your daddy gets home. What happens here? It violates God's plan for the home. Let's notice, first of all, in Psalm 127:3, that children are a gift from the Lord. When God gives us something, He expects us to handle it correctly. He expects us to care for it. Both parents brought that child into the world. There's no reason on earth to determine that both are not responsible. Both are responsible. In fact, if you're careful reading of Proverbs 31, the mother's primary concern is the home. If you go to Titus and other places, you're going to find mother is to guide the house. Mom, the house that your husband provides for you is your domain. That's another lesson in and of itself, and many couples need to learn. In Proverbs 31, emphasis is on the mother's care. Read it carefully. In Ephesians 6:4, emphasizes the father's oversight. He is the head of the home. Mom guides the house. Two different things. The child becomes confused. Who's in authority here? When there's not a unity and cooperation between mom and dad. Now, I said I raised two children. And oftentimes I'll talk with my wife back here. She will begin to get with our children who are grown now, both in their 40s. And they'll begin to talk about something that happened when they were growing up. And after I'm listening to the conversation, and then I get my wife alone, I say, when did this happen? Where was I? She said, you were making a living. Now, watch where I'm going with this. They were never told, wait till dad gets home. They will tell you, if discipline was necessary, mom took care of it. And there was no use running to dad. You're not going to get any sympathy. Child should learn early that their parents both are involved in their upbringing. Mom will not do one thing and dad another. Good discipline in the home is effective when both parents are on the same page. Both parents should be involved, and I show you on the screen some scriptures that back that up. Then we have parental importance. Parents must be parents in stewardship. You know, sometimes dad thinks his only obligation is to provide. That's true, in a sense. It is his obligation to provide, 1 Timothy 5:8. Provide not for his own, he has denied the thing that is worse than an infidel. Remember Psalm 127:3? These children are for God. God expects the parents to care for them. This care exceeds the physical needs. It has to do with spiritual, emotional, all things that a child needs. Ephesians 6:4. Children need guidance in selecting their companions. Protect them from the world. 1 Corinthians 15:33. Passage I remember so very well, my grandmother telling me, she said, you lay down with the dog, you're going to get up with the fleas. And she quoted 1 Corinthians 15:33. Evil companions will corrupt the boy. Where do the children learn this? From mom and dad. Immaturity will often cause bad choices. Proverbs 13:20, he that walketh with wise men shall be wise, he that companion, but the companion of fools shall be destroyed. Children need to be taught early how to discern good and evil. Provide proper instruction, includes not only spiritual instruction, but life skills. When we're talking about training a child in Proverbs 22:6 and other passages, that involves life skills. We're going to talk about them in a little while. Parents must step up to the plate then and teach children how to make good decisions. And the pain of sometimes having to make those hard decisions, those walking away from a friend who is involved in those things which they ought not be, and calling one's hand on those things that are in error and evil. I want to talk about parental authority. A lot of the people today, especially child psychologists and such, will talk about parental authority. And we hear a lot of talk on television about the child should be allowed to make this decision or that decision, such as a teen having an abortion without telling mom and dad. Where did they get that idea? Parents must be parents. Modern philosophy, be a friend to your child. What's wrong with that? Well, I want to be a friend to my child. God didn't say be a friend. He said be a parent. Friends are not required to provide physical, spiritual, and psychological training. But a parent is. God never said, just be a friend to your parent, every child, everybody will be all right. In doing so, a parent becomes the child's best friend. When they are a parent, they become his best friend. You know, remember, you are the child's parent. Your parent will chastise. They will understand that he or she, the parent, are responsible for that child's development. Friends are not responsible for your development. They may not encourage you in those things that are good. They may discourage you, to do evil. They may not stand in front of you and tell you you are wrong. But a parent, the obligation to God, is. We're running out of time already.